In proud partnership with Evergreen Podcasts. Audio Marvels presents Circles, created by Brendan Connolly. Episode 2, Susie.
Jeff, how are you holding up?
Nay, I'm fine. Sticking to the plan. Rapidly running out of sweets, though. What's the story?
I got Scott's home number.
How fast?
He wasn't there. But I spoke to his sister.
Little Suze?
Yeah. But, well, Scott's ritual kit was still there in the house. In his bedroom. Wherever he's gone, he didn't take it with him.
For crying out loud, Scotty.
I'll find him.
What about Suze? Is she safe?
Yeah, she is. She made a ritual circle with Scott's stuff. I talked her through it, and I'm telling you, she got it straight away. Really got it.
Good. That's good.
The more I think about it, the safer I think she is. I'm not sure she even needs to stay in a circle at all. Ukabak...
Is that what it's called?
Usually. It's weak. Very weak.
I mean, what's weak for an evil monster demon type thing, though?
I don't know. But we tore it into 5 pieces when we were kids, so it can't be that tough, can it? And each of us has coped pretty well, keeping our own little piece on lockdown, haven't we? Jeff?
Mostly.
I think this segment of Ukabak will have to come for us first. We're at risk because we've each got a bit of its evil in us, but Susie doesn't. So unless it gets us first, I think Susie's probably safe.
Probably? I trust you, but this is like... I don't understand the science behind it all.
It's not really science.
Magic, whatever.
We can call it magic.
I just wish I understood it better. Is Suze really safe? Shouldn't she just stay put?
For now, definitely. But if we do need somebody to leave their circle, the best idea is Susie, don't you think?
I know we were just kids back when we took this thing on, but maybe we were just lucky. And like, I don't mean anything bad. You saved our skin. I'll always be grateful.
It was a group effort, Jeff. That was the whole point. It took all of us, even Frankie.
Doesn't seem fair that Suze should be at risk because of...
I know.
Because of our mistake. It's up to the four of us to put this right, don't you think?
I'm on the case here, Jeff. I promise.
Lexi?
Jeff? Have you heard anything from Scott?
Not yet. It's been like half an hour.
It's very important.
Relax, Lex. Naomi has this all under control. If it wasn't for Nay, then we wouldn't even be in these circles.
If it wasn't for Naomi, we wouldn't have been split apart in the first place. And maybe Frankie would still be alive.
I just spoke with Nay. She's been on a call with Suze, Scott's sister. But while they were speaking, the phone went and it sounded like Scotty was calling.
Where was he?
It wasn't him. It was the demon pretending to be him. Like doing his voice. Except it wasn't very convincing. It kept repeating itself. Creepy, right?
We should use a code word. To make sure we're always talking to one of us.
That's actually a great idea.
A word that only we know.
Then I know what it should be. Reach around. Remember?
Yeah.
Poor Mr. Reacher.
We'll ask each other for the word going forwards.
Deal. That's a great idea you had there, Lex. Nay's going to be really impressed. Lexi? Hello? What the hell?
Susie?
Hi, Naomi.
Are you doing okay?
I guess so. I'm in my missing brother's bedroom. What about you? Where did you make your circle?
In my room at my dad's. He's out for the weekend, bunch of tourist stuff, Arthur's Seat and all that. I spent years dreading the day I'd have to tell him, "Sorry, Dad, but when I was a kid, me and my friends did battle with an ancient demon, and now it's back. Can you please sit in the circle all night?"
There's one really good thing about being in Scott's room.
Sure.
All of his stuff is in here, including his laptop. Do you have any idea what his password is? Minimum of 4 characters, maximum of 8.
It could be anything. Literally anything. 8 random letters and numbers.
I'm not sure Scott thinks like that.
He would if he ever listened to me.
We both know Scott. He likes things to mean things. I've tried a lot of the obvious options. This might be our best bet for finding him.
Keep thinking. Susie, will you promise me that no matter what happens, you'll stay in your circle?
Of course. You too, Naomi.
That's definitely the plan. Catch you later.
Hello?
Jeff?
Suze?
Yeah.
Sorry, you know, I thought you were Lexi.
Oh, okay.
It's been a while.
Hasn't it, Jess?
How are you doing over there? I was sorry to hear about your mom.
Thanks. Okay, all things considered. Sorry to hear about your dog, too.
Thanks. I spoke to Nay. She told me about the whole Scotty voiced evil thing.
It was horrible.
Look, I totally believe I'm talking to you, but just in case, tell me something only I would know, like a password.
There was that time I found you and Scott looking at my dad's porn magazines in his garage.
All right, you passed security.
Actually, I need you to remember something for me.
Of course.
What's Naomi's birthday? It might be important.
Why?
Well, you know how badly Scott was in love with Naomi.
Until he went all, like, celibate. Does he still even have those sorts of feelings?
I don't want to know, but I reckon her birthday might be the sort of thing he'd use as his computer password.
Give it a go. February 7th, 1988. So try 070288. No, wait. Sorry, that's the American way. Naomi was born in the UK, so try 020788 or 0207-1988.
Oh, damn it, nothing.
What other Naomi-related things are there?
You knew them both better than I do. I was too little to know the real Scott before all this.
Ah, try Willow. She was Willow to his Xander.
Is that?
Yeah, Buffy.
Dorks. Can't believe I wanted to be in your gang so much.
Sorry.
Nope on Willow. Nope on Xander.
Have you tried her middle name?
Oh, as if I'd know what that is.
Grace. Try Grace.
Didn't work.
Really?
But we should keep trying Naomi things. I mean, Scott had it bad.
He did a good job hiding it. What is it with Scotty and all these secrets?
Tell me about it.
I'll keep thinking.
Thanks. It's been nice to hear your voice.
Yeah. You too, Suze. Take care.
Hey, Jeff.
Heyo. Hopefully we don't get cut off again. Lex, I've just been speaking to Suze and we were like, trying to guess the password of Scott's lap... wait. Talking of passwords, after 3, say our secret word. 1, 2, 3.
Reach around.
Excellent.
What were you saying?
Oh, Suze is trying to get into Scotty's laptop, in case it, like, tells us where he's gone. We think the password is probably something to do with Naomi. You knew her best out of all of us, so what would you try?
Why don't you just ask Naomi?
Nah, I'm not gonna be a dick and tell her why she's the key to Scotty's secret password. That's a whole can of worms, especially when he's not here to, like, defend himself.
I have a few ideas, but I'd like to talk to Susie about them directly. Would you mind that, Jeff?
No. I guess. Wait, are you about to hang up abruptly again?
Not abruptly. Stay in your circle, Jeff.
Hello?
Is that Susie? It's Lexi.
Oh, hey.
Hello?
You're in your circle, right?
I am. How are you doing?
To be honest, trying not to panic.
I'm sure Scott will be okay. Jeff just told me about the computer.
I've tried everything.
Have you tried reach around?
What?
Try reach around. One word.
Nope. If I spelled it right. What is it?
That's the password to check that we're ourselves.
It is?
Jeff told me it is.
Jeff asked me to say something about him only that I would know.
And what did you say?
Oh, I can't really.
What do you know about me that no one else knows?
You puked in Mom and Dad's bed on Scott's 16th birthday.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're correct. I did.
Phew.
Is a computer password definitely something Naomi-related?
Well, you must remember what Scott was like when we were younger.
I do.
He followed her around like a little lost puppy.
What was it about Naomi that Scott found so appealing?
Oh, well, I don't know. She was into the same weird stuff he was. She made him laugh. Pretty sure they were each other's first proper kiss.
That sounds like a significant memory.
Yeah, but who knows when that was.
Are you at his computer now?
Yes. In his bedroom by the desk.
Perhaps there's something nearby? A memory of some kind?
Loads of crap all over the place. Things pinned up on the wall. Like a list of books he wants to buy and a telephone number. I don't know. No name. There's a tub of pencils. An empty water bottle. National Geographic.
What about inside the desk? Are there any drawers?
Hold on. I'll have to reach outside the circle. They're locked. The bin is overflowing. Drink cans. An old newspaper. Some junk mail. Oh. Hello.
What is it?
An envelope. Nothing inside, but Scott's name and address are written on the front. Where does Naomi live again? Does she live in the same town as her dad?
I don't know.
You haven't got any idea?
It's somewhere north.
It's Edinburgh. Definitely. She mentioned something about Arthur's Seat. That's in Edinburgh, right?
I'm struggling with the geography.
She's definitely in Edinburgh. And the postmark on this envelope, it was sent from Edinburgh. Last week.
What do you mean?
I mean that Naomi says she and Scott haven't been in touch, but I don't believe her. At the very least, she sent him a letter last week.
Why did she do that?
Yeah, I know. Why?
Hi, Susie. Have you gotten anywhere with Scott's laptop?
Not yet. Naomi?
What's up?
When was the last time you were in touch with Scott?
I've not had his number for years.
Any emails?
No.
Or anything?
Anything?
It's just... I've been going through his room and
yeah.
I found something.
Great, what is it?
It's an envelope.
What's in it?
Nothing. I found it in the bin, but it has an Edinburgh postmark. Have you been sending letters to my brother?
Would I have gone through all that trouble to find your number if I'd been in touch with Scott?
I guess...
Come on. Let's try some more passwords. Have you tried password? Apparently the most commonly used password is password.
Yeah, of course I tried password.
How about Susie?
Who has their little sister's name as their password? Ugh. See?
How about sex?
What is it? Gross.
It's the second most common password. It's only 3 letters, so try with a Y or an extra X on the end.
Sex. Somehow that's even more gross. I don't think Scott... No. Honestly, it wasn't likely. He's a lot more straight-laced these days.
Sure.
Hey, do people use their favorite Bible verse as a password?
Probably not. What would it even be?
Well, there's a sticker on the laptop cover. I didn't realize it at first, but, like, maybe it's a Bible verse? If we know the verse number or whatever you call that, it...
Read me the verse and I'll Google it.
So why does it seem strange for Satan's servants to pretend to do what is right? Someday, they will get exactly what they deserve.
2 Corinthians 11:15.
Okay. 2:11:15. Okay, I'll try 2C 11:15 too. And it worked!
Fantastic. Check his browser history.
Oh, this feels weird. Hacking your big brother's laptop was a minefield. Well, oh, here we go. Okay, the last thing Scott searched for was directions on Google Maps.
Fantastic. Where to?
If I tell you, will you go?
What?
You told me yourself that leaving the circle would be too much of a risk for one of you.
Wait.
There's part of the demon in you and Scott and Jeff and Lexi, but not me.
Susie, do you know how much danger you'll be in if you do this?
You protected me as a kid. Now it's time for me to return the favor. I'm gonna find Scott and I'm gonna bring him home.
Susie, do
you... He's my big brother. Stay safe, Naomi. Stay in your circle.
Susie...
Heyo, Suze. Just calling to check in. It's Jeff, by the way. I mean, of course it is. I thought, like, I'd be able to help you out with the whole finding Scott thing. I've had some new ideas about the password. Give me a call when you can. Stay in your circle. Come on, Suze. Pick up. Pick up, little Susie, pick up. That's Jeff again. I'm just starting to get a little worried here, man. Can you at least tell me you're still in your circle? I know you're concerned about Scott. I just really want you to stay safe. Please call me as soon as you get this. Okay, Suze. Bye.
Jeff?
Nay, I can't get a hold of Suze. She's left her circle. I'm sure of it.
I know, Jeff.
What?
She got into Scott's laptop and found out where he's gone.
Where?
I don't know, but she's going right to him now. We just have to hope I was right and she's not at risk.
You can't be okay with this.
We can't fall apart. I'm just trying to keep moving forward.
Don't you feel responsible?
You've no idea, Jeff. Are you going to stay in your circle?
If I knew where Suze had gone, then maybe not. Go on. Somebody else wants you.
I'll call you back. Stay in your circle. Scott, what is it?
It's all going wrong. Your plan is falling to pieces.
No, it's fine. They're doing more or less exactly what we planned. It's remarkable, really.
It's all coming undone. They're coming apart.
Scott, don't panic. Even Susie's pretty much on script. She's on her way to you now. Actually, Scott, you're the only one really stepping out of line here, calling my phone. We agreed that you... Oh, screw you, you dirty, ancient bag of piss. But you heard me. Everyone's following my plan. It's going to work perfectly. And then I'll send you back to the pit where you belong, you disgusting, wretched thing. A fake laugh when I hear it.
They're all doomed, you stupid girl. You've killed them all. They're going to die, and it's going to be all your fault.
Circles, created by Brendan Connolly. Episode 2, Susie, was written by Brendan Connolly, James Field, and James McDonald. Naomi was played by Talmai Nia, Lexi by Beth Eyre, Susie by Sarah Pittard, Jeff by Bryce Cook, Scott by Tom Alexander. Also heard was Chris Finney. Special thanks to Lindsay Sharman. Dialogue editing and sound design by Tom Max. Casting by Jack Bowman and Brendan Conley. Online marketing images by Ryan Field. Circles Chapter Zero prequel comic written by Brendan Conley, illustrated by Happy Toast, and edited by Andrew Jones. Technical advisor, Hem Cleveland. Technical producer was Travis Vengroff. It was directed and produced by Jack Bowman. Executive producer and showrunner, Brendan Connolly. Circles was produced in association with Audio Marvels. Stay safe. Stay inside. Stay with Evergreen. Circles was produced in association with Audio Marvels and released by Evergreen Podcasts.
Hi, this is comedian and writer, and let's be honest, I do a lot of things. This is Dean Archipotis, the host of Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Yes, we drink and talk about whiskey, but we do so much more with so many interesting people. For example, we talk to comedians like Greg Warren.
You know, I don't want to brag, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever. You know, I think the pause right there is probably more important than the word.
Amazing athletes like boxing champion Buster Douglas.
When a fighter's down and he's looking for his mouthpiece instead of trying to get up.
That's when I knew it was over.
Yeah, right?
And yes, Bigfoot chasers.
Do you believe in Bigfoot? And if so, does he really eat beef jerky?
The Bigfoot thing is people have seen these, and I've seen a lot of compelling evidence about it.
It's Whiskey Business with Dean Archipotis. Join us for what we call a good conversation with a good pour. You really can't ask for much more than that, can you, people? Check us out at WhiskeyBusinessPod.com, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.